This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, it's 855-450-FREE. Oh, Happy New Year, by the way. It is New Year's Day. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Yeah, New Year's Day. We did a 4.5 hour long after show last night.
Jeez, so
Free Talk Live, or as we call it, Freer Talk Live. It was Twitch only. It was our very first time ever actually ringing in the new year with some of our listeners on the air with us. So that was fun. That went until 2:30 in the morning or whatever.
Clearly too, though. So too late.
We rang in a couple other New Year's as well, Central Time and Mountain Time. We didn't stay up for Pacific Time. We were pretty much exhausted at that point. But
I don't know how those people in Pacific Time do it.
One of the stories that I mentioned on last night's show, and we had Will and Aria on from Call to Freedom, that we didn't get to, and I thought it sounded outrageous, so I wanted to start tonight from BusinessInsider.com. You remember, Mark, were you on the show when we talked about the Uyghurs?
Yes.
The Muslims in China.
That's right.
And at one point we did mention that there were...
Not exactly radio-friendly names.
Uyghur?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess... I'm not sure why. Maybe you're...
I think they bleeped that out in the Eminem song, that word.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the same word, not spelled the same.
Nope,
and
it's not.
In this case, spelled U-I-G-H-U-R-S, although the last article I was reading
you can play dumb, but I bet you won't say the French word for seal.
I don't know what that is.
Neither of you know?
No.
I can't tell you how you spell it, but I know what word that begins with F in the English language that it sounds exactly like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wasn't there a correction that you needed to make on the air that you never made about the prisoner that you used to be in prison with whose name was, you thought, P-H-U-C, who's Vietnamese?
Yeah.
And then last name, B-O-I?
That's right.
Really hilarious.
It is a funny name.
It turns out that's not actually what
it
his name
was. It turns out that I'm old, and it's been, 15 years and whatever. I guess my mind made the story a bit more interesting than it was. His name wasn't F. Boy. It was F. No.
N-G-O was N-G-O. How it was spelled, right?
Yeah.
So P-H-U-C, first name, last name, N-G-O.
Yeah.
So you actually found that out by looking up some sort of database of Florida
prisoners.
Yeah,
there's a database of convicts.
So anyway, I thought we should correct that because it's something you've been saying for a long time on the air, and it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Now that we've learned it's not true, we can't use it anymore.
The guy named Wunderlich was definitely there, though.
Wait, that wasn't his given name, was it?
No, it was his last name, Wunderlich.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
All one word?
Yep.
Huh. How about that?
Wunderlich.
Wunderlich. Alexandra Ma writing over at Business Insider. More and more countries are standing up to China over its oppression of the Uyghurs, the country's majority Muslim ethnic minority. The Beijing is accused of interning up to 1 million Uyghurs in prison-like detention camps, forcing them to renounce their religion and their native language, and even pushing them into forced labor with little to no pay. Activists have found evidence of Chinese authorities tracking Uyghurs' cell phone activity in their home region of Xinjiang, also known as East Turkestan. Others say Beijing has demanded the Uyghur diaspora hand over personal information and threaten their families if they do not.
To the only defense I'll make of China here is they're pretty awful when it comes to any religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're awful to the Uyghurs.
Yeah, although we were talking about this recently, it appears that they're more tolerant towards religion now than they were previously in China. Until now, countries from the Muslim world have largely avoided bringing up China's Uyghur crackdown. Experts say this was because countries feared economic retribution from China because many Arab states didn't want to draw attention to their own poor human rights records. but the tide is turning. In September, the federal minister for religion in Pakistan, China's closest economic ally in the Muslim world, openly criticized Beijing's regulation of Uyghur activity, saying the crackdown actually, quote, increases the chances of an extremist viewpoint growing in reaction. Gee, you think? I mean, this is like the most basic thing. This is what Ron Paul pointed out years ago about why the U.S. government was experiencing and the U.S. people experiencing terrorism strikes was because the government was meddling in other people's business. And so essentially this.
How dare you?
Yeah.
We're freeing the world. It's them that's the problem.
Yeah.
In this case, the same argument here is just in a similar, you know, different situation. They're saying cracking down on the Uyghurs is likely going to create extremist activity, violence, growing in reaction.
People don't like.
You want some bombers in China? Yeah. Want some Muslim bombers? Go ahead. Start putting Uyghurs in concentration camps, re-education camps. Forced re-education, forced, disindoctrination, whatever you call that, forcing people to claim they're no longer a believer of the religion that they were a believer of before you force them into the camp.
Loyalty oaths?
Yeah.
Nonsense. China already has its wall.
They have one of them. A month later, Malaysia, another economic ally and home to many ethnic Chinese, ignored Beijing's request to deport a group of Uyghurs imprisoned in the country. Most prominently, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, a consortium of 57 countries, which calls itself the collective voice of the Muslim world, noted in December disturbing reports of China's Muslim crackdown. It said it hoped China would, quote, address the legitimate concerns of Muslims around the world. In countries where world leaders haven't stood up to China, there are prominent protests. Prominent politicians and religious figures in Indonesia, which is the country with the highest proportion of Muslims in the world, are urging the government to speak up. So far, it has refused to do so, saying it didn't, quote, want to intervene in the domestic affairs of another country, unquote. Muslim groups in India, Bangladesh, and Kazakhstan also staged multiple protests over the detentions this year. So it seems like the re-education camps, which were essentially a rumor previously, have been confirmed at this point. There's footage purportedly taken from one of these re-education camps that has been available since August of this year. And obviously people are speaking out. People have been particularly vocal in Kazakhstan. Many ethnic...
Is it Kazakhstan or is it, as you should well know, Kazakhstan? It's
is
nice.
Is it Kazakhstan?
Yes, Kazakhstan. Okay. If, you know, we're talking about the same...
Kazakhstan, yes,
yeah,
the Kazakhstan. Place. Many ethnic Kazakhs are said to be imprisoned in the Chinese camps. The government in June said an urgent request was expressed over the welfare of Kazakhs detained in China, but there have not been any significant updates. Western powers like the U.S., U.K., and U.N. have criticized Beijing over its actions in the past. But the criticism of Muslim nations shows a turning tide in the world's attitude to China, according to Human Rights Watch's Chinese director. They've long battled away Western criticism with state-run Global Times tabloid describing Western critics as a condescending judge earlier this year. China's foreign ministry said a reported investigation by Western diplomats into the Uyghur issue was, quote, very rude, unquote. Richard.
Well, one thing's for certain. If you're going to point fingers, you need to be, you know, pretty well blameless. It's hard to be blameless, but you need to do better than the other guy. On one hand, I like that China has been welcomed into the world community and things have gotten a lot better for Chinese citizens. Since
those who aren't Muslims,
yeah, well, yeah, just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how things are for the Uyghurs, but
they're being thrown into camps.
Yeah, well,
we don't know how bad that is, but it sounds pretty.
You
bad.
Don't have freedom of religion in China, okay?
Well,
it's not just the Uyghurs. The Uyghurs are easy to pick out because they're physically sort of different. And they live in specific communities and stuff like that. But go to China and start preaching a particular religion and see how things go for you.
Yeah, we talked about this recently, and I was also surprised to learn that it seems like certain religions are more tolerated there now than they were in the past. And we had talked about this under the question of what's it like to, you know, is Christmas legal in China, basically, was the question. And there were certain things that you couldn't do, and I'm sorry I don't remember exactly what those were, but there were...
Probably the religious things.
There were No. There were certain things that were completely okay. Christmas displays in stores or whatever apparently are fairly common in China as well.
Santa Claus isn't religious. You're aware of that, right? Santa Claus is a pagan sort of, or at the very least, non-religious celebration of Christmas. Now,
didn't he come out of St. Nicholas?
So what? If you're talking about a nativity scene with Mary, Joseph, and the baby, and then you're talking about a religious display. But Frosty the Snowman, sorry, not religious.
More on the way here. Toll-free number, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in. in here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. And the number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we kick off another year here of Free Talk Live on day number one of 2019, New Year's Day. And yes, we are here live. I didn't mention that earlier, but yeah, we're here.
You did, because you said it was New Year's.
I said what day it was. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but we could have been pre-recording or something.
We could have been lying to our listeners, and we try very hard not to do that.
We don't do that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that doesn't mean you're listening live, because you might be listening on a radio station that's delaying the show, but we're here live when we produce the show.
Right.
7 to 10 at night.
If it is 7 p.m. or 10 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you can call into Free Talk Live and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
It's true. And so we will take your calls about what you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, we got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And they, by the way, just recently partnered up with the gift card specialist at eGifter to allow you to purchase gift cards for many of the world's leading brands like Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, and hundreds more over at giftcards.bitcoin.com. You pick the card you want, follow the instructions on the screen, make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet, and sit tight. Your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. Once again, giftcards.bitcoin.com. Talking about the disturbing rounding up of Chinese Uyghurs. These are people who are Muslims living in, I think it's mostly northwestern China, if I recall correctly from the previous story. It is the Xinjiang province, Xinjiang. That area of China has a bunch of these folks, and they've been rounded up and apparently put into re-education camps. Now, it doesn't mention it here, but according to what Will Coley said to me the other day, and he's the local imam here in the mosque in Keene.
Likely he's going to take this pretty seriously.
Yeah, and that's how I found out about this story. He says that not only have they been forcing people to essentially renounce their religion, they've apparently also been forcing them to eat pork.
Oh boy.
And to drink alcohol. Is the allegations. Now, I'm sure there's no official acknowledgement of that.
How do I get in this deal?
Right? You just have to convert to Muslim and move to China.
I suspect they will not let me in.
Let's see here. The rising tide of outrage, this from BusinessInsider.com, against China comes as more and more of the country's human rights record was brought to light this year. This summer, journalists, academics, and activists were taken aback by the disappearance of the Chinese X-Men actress Fan Bingbing, who Chinese authorities detained and kept from the public eye for 3 months over accusations that she evaded taxes. Do you guys remember that story?
No.
Yeah, so I don't think we covered it here on the air, but this this actress, Chinese actress, who was apparently one of the X-Men, she allegedly was evading taxes in China and had disappeared from public view, then resurfaced with a big apology, a public apology about how everybody ought to pay their taxes and that she's been a very bad girl. It sounded like, you know, they got to her. Meng Hongwei, the Lion-based president of Interpol, remains missing after being mysteriously detained in China in late September. His wife thinks he could be dead. The New York Times also featured a story about the Xinjiang detention camps on its front page for the first time this September. Richardson said, quote, increasingly, governments are seeing the way in which China uses thuggish tactics at home and overseas on governments and citizens and are starting to realize it's time to push back against it. This is from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Quote, 3 months ago, if you were to tell me there would be critical language coming out of the organization, I would have suggested it was unlikely, she said. Muslim countries speaking up against China over the Uyghurs is a significant first step, but is not likely to do much by itself. Countries now need to take concrete action to punish or persuade China to end their crackdown on the Uyghurs. The question is now, what is everybody willing to do, she said. Taking and putting in consequential actions are two different things, and that's where the game shifts next. And that's got to be a tough thing to do, you know, cutting off China, because I'm sure there's a lot of countries that get a lot of stuff from China. So
well, you can imagine what it would be like for the United States just to cut off, you know, trade with China.
It'd be devastating.
Yeah, it would be devastating for the United States.
For U.S. businesses as well.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. What's the government care? They're just a bunch of parasites anyway.
Right.
But for other countries, it would be so much worse.
Right, because, I mean, what percentage of imports is coming from China in any given country? It's got to be
pretty significant. In some cases, China's taking exports from many countries, too. So, you know, that's your money.
Members of the Muslim world could demand independent access to Xinjiang and investigate reports of the detention camps, for example, but countries will also have to be mindful that China will fight tooth and nail. The United Nations has already been doing making these demands for months, but Beijing told it to back off. Another form of punishment could come in the form of sanctions or canceling contracts. Human Rights Watch's director noted the latest spate of accusations against China came at a time when multiple Muslim countries started reassessing their economic ties with Beijing. Malaysia axed $22 billion of Beijing-backed infrastructure projects this August. Egypt's talks with a Chinese building company for a $20 billion development also broke down this week, Bloomberg reported, and neither of those cancellations were regarding the Uyghur issue. Finally, a group of U.S. bipartisan lawmakers last month introduced the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act. The act urges the White House to consider imposing sanctions on Chinese officials responsible for the Uyghur crackdown. So that's a different approach. Rather than sanctioning the entire nation, targeting the specific officials who were
involved. They're going to hate that.
For sure. As well as banning.
Because governments really love for somebody else to have to take the punishment for what they do.
Mm. You mean the politicians?
Government politicians. Yeah, yeah. I'm not even sure what the difference is, but yes.
So it says here also they suggested banning.
These are all just people, right? Like people that are full of themselves, running around, giving orders and telling folks what to do. And they hate responsibility for their actions.
Let's see. Finally, it says here that they suggested also banning exports of U.S. technology that could be used to oppress the Uyghurs. It's fine if they oppress us with the technology, but leave the Uyghurs alone. Whether Muslim countries follow suit remains to be seen, however. China is the largest trading partner of 20 of the 57 member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, according to Bloomberg. Pakistan, whose religious minister criticized China's Uyghur crackdown earlier this year, is one of the largest recipients of Chinese aid and infrastructure contracts. Earlier this month, its foreign ministry rode back the religious minister's comments, accusing the media of, quote, trying to sensationalize, unquote, the Xinjiang issue. And Mohammed Faisal, spokesman for the foreign ministry, also appeared to echo Beijing's line on the detention camps, saying some Pakistani citizens who were detained in Xinjiang were, quote, undergoing voluntary training instead. So that's right. We forcibly detained them, and then they volunteered to join our detention camps.
Yeah, government and the term voluntary is funny.
They just saw the wisdom. I mean, they hadn't seen it before we decided to detain them, but then we showed them the wisdom of our detention camps and invited them to come enjoy a meal with us and have a cot.
Just sit right
for
here.
As many months as is necessary.
Pry their eyelids open and show
drink
movies.
Thick and vodka.
So, do you think this can't happen here in the United States? I'm sure somebody out there is rolling their eyes like, well, that's half a world away. Why should I care about what's going on?
Well,
in
they probably
China?
Just feel good that they're in a country where this sort of thing doesn't happen.
It's never happened here, has it? Oh, wait. Yeah, it did. World War II. They rounded up Japanese Americans and I think Germans as well. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has invited top congressional leaders in both parties to the White House on Wednesday for a briefing on border security amid the ongoing partial government shutdown.
Well, I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security, and the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we are hearing that U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents did fire tear gas into Mexico during the first couple of hours of the new year to repel about 150 migrants who were trying to breach the border fence in Tijuana. A record 20 states raised the minimum wage in 2019. But what are the consequences of that raise, and how will it affect the economy moving forward? Zane Tanhill is a restaurant franchisee owner. He says this minimum wage may look good on the surface, but he also tells Fox News,
minimum wage increases are technology's best friend.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. We're here on the very first day of 2019, New Year's Day. Welcome. Everybody else takes the day off. We're here because we like doing radio. We like being here with you. And you can join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump on with us there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. Of course, we invite you to bring up whatever you want. But we were talking about the Uyghurs there in China being thrown into re-education camps. One spokesperson for the foreign ministry claimed that they're voluntary training camps. It's okay. It's totally legitimate.
Why does the government have training camps?
They're just convincing people to take their lives away from them and check into these voluntary re-education camps. So we can talk more about whatever's on your mind. We got a bad slave.
If I ever checked into a government re-education camp, they'd never let me out.
Coming up, we'll get into apparently a fascist takeover on the internet.
Hold on. You didn't go to school, Mark?
Well, they did let me out of there. As a matter of fact, they kicked me out of there.
Johnson's got the story on the fascist sympathizers taking over a libertarian, Reddit?
One of the more popular libertarian Reddit
groups. We'll get into that here as well. Plus, Bad Slave on with us right now in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi, thank you. I wanted to say that, in fact, I personally have been sent to one of these camps here, right here in America, in New Hampshire. And you may think it's different because they actually call it jail or prison or whatever, but it's still being put in a cage and, you know.
Against your will, when you didn't harm anybody else.
That is absolutely correct.
Did you learn your lesson?
what lesson was there to learn?
I'm not sure that's not my job.
So what you're saying is you weren't corrected because these here in the United States, these camps are frequently run by the so-called Department of Corrections.
Correctional facilities.
And the idea is they're going to correct you.
I told the prison officials and the counselors and anybody who would listen to me that I was a political prisoner. I have an objection to there being any law that creates a victim from fiction.
Right. You were the victim. I mean, let's be clear. I happen to know what you went to prison for. It was for driving without a government permission slip. I think you had a suspended license or whatever, which, again, doesn't mean you harmed anybody. It just means that you didn't have whatever paperwork these government bureaucrats were demanding. And I'm sure you were in prison with a bunch of people who were there for selling a plant or selling a chemical who also did those things without government permission.
I'm very much convinced that, in fact, it's less than half of the people that are in cages that have actually harmed someone.
And that's based on your experience?
Yeah, based on my and anybody I talk to there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course everybody thinks they're innocent, but there were people there. There were murderers.
There's bad people there.
Assault. There was all of that going on.
Right.
But I mean, it was the rare people. It was, almost everything was, truly, they take the fiction of government, they turn that into a victim, and then they convict you of a crime.
Right.
And they're they're about passing more of those same exact laws the way up and down from municipalities all the way up to, county and state.
Yeah, and when you say they turn the government into a victim, if you actually read the complaint form, it usually says that so-and-so did this act against, quote, against the peace and dignity of the state.
They'll often say that,
You have, it's all right there on the form. It's part of the charge.
They're just the peace and dignity are not what government should be described as.
Right. Government's never peaceful. It's always violent.
They're very shifty between what is, the geographic piece of land that is represented by the organization known as the state of X.
Right. Are they talking about the land or are they talking about the body politic?
And the people, right? Uh-huh, and then the organization. So the organization claims to represent the land and the people. However, generally, the land is indifferent, and the people are pretty outraged by the people that are claiming to be represented by representing them. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And in fact, the people are just completely brainwashed. I can't say anything.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at, for instance, if you look at the recent controversy here in Keene over a business that is going to be hopefully opening its doors within the next few months, and we talked about it on Saturday night, where the business name, some people, specifically the city manager, is claiming is an offensive name. That if you look at the comments on the news stories that have come out about this, they're 99-1 positive towards the business. So people understand that the government is corrupt and the government is hurting business and doing the wrong thing. I just don't think they know what to do about it. Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450, free like freedom.
Yeah, we talked about that restaurant, which is Faux Keen.
P-H-O is how it's spelled. Yeah, it's pronounced
soup, Fa. Well, Faux or Fa. It doesn't really make much of a difference.
They say it's pronounced Fa. That's what I've heard.
Fine.
Fa or Fa?
Fa.
Pho.
Yeah.
Pho. And great. It's Pho Keen Great is the name of the restaurant. And Like, it's very clever or whatever. And the only complaint we had...
is the name of the city, by the way. I don't know if you said that.
Yeah, well, the only complaint we had on the air when we talked about it was some guy's, like, of the opinion that it has something to do with demons. And so, I mean, you know, well, if you start believing in demons, then they're everywhere, right? I mean, ultimately?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, but if you believe in pho, you know, you might be...
At least you get a bolster.
You might be predispositioned to also agreeing with the viewpoints of the flying spaghetti monster, because pho is really just kind of a variation. It's noodles. Yeah. So, you know, if you are touched by the noodly appendage, you might be predisposed to enjoying a warm, delicious bowl of pho.
That, too, is demons.
Yes.
Yes. So my point being, though, that people are... Almost everyone that has commented on these stories is in favor of the business.
Well, everybody knows the government's a bunch of, like, you know, that most people believe the government's a bunch of idiots.
Okay. Well, then in that case, they're not brainwashed, are they?
But you will hear them say out of their next breath. Now, I'm not of the opinion that people can live without government. However, you'll see once you start saying we should do away with these people and their power over us, then
they get nervous.
They say, whoa. You got to have a government, and I would agree. Well, you do have to have a government. That doesn't mean you have to have this one, you know?
Yeah, well, what should it look like if not this?
Right.
Because they are also, they are under the belief that even though the government is corrupt, and even though politicians are liars and dishonest, and, you know, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them, you know, people do seem to understand this. They also, at the same time, hold the sort of converse belief that, oh, well, we have to have this government because this is the best government in the world.
Right.
Look at all the other governments.
There was an election in which I may or may not have participated. Okay. What does any of that have to do with anything?
Yeah, so, of course, suggesting secession is a good, I think, starting point to get people to think maybe a little outside the box about, okay, fine, you don't want to get rid of the government as it is in New Hampshire, and honestly, New Hampshire is one of the better ones around the country. Mark, you and I were just looking at the U.S. Debt Clock website where you can actually click and you can see the debt of each individual state, their state government's debts as well, and, like, New Hampshire's debt's going down. So, you know, the U.S. debt's constantly going upwards.
Right, right.
And, like, Illinois is going upwards and, you know, these other states.
The voters, in all their wisdom, just brought in a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate into New Hampshire.
That's how it works here. Every 2 years, they switch it out.
That's not true.
It's almost true.
For a long time.
No.
Since 2010.
I don't know about that. Well, they switch out the chairs between the Republicans and Democrats as far as it wasn't, if it was a Republican state senate or whatever, there was a Democrat governor. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. New Year's Day edition of the show here live, taking your calls. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. By the way, a big thanks to Eric Haley, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means Eric is giving $5 a month to Free Talk Live to advertise, market, and promote what we do here, get on more radio stations, and hopefully we're going to be announcing within the next week or so at least one, maybe even a couple new stations, so I'm excited about that, given that there's a bunch of radio shows that are leaving the airwaves. People like Laura Ingram, yay! And also Phil Valentine, probably nobody's ever heard of him.
Why are you so happy about people leaving the airwaves?
That's great news.
Ultimately, it just means that our little chunk of the world is getting smaller.
What do you mean, our little chunk of the world?
Radio.
We're not Laura Ingram.
Radio.
Those radio stations aren't going away. It's just her show that's going away. So somebody else is going to fill that slot, Mark.
Sure. There used to be, when we got into radio, all kinds of competition. And that competition just is diminishing.
It is.
Over time.
It is. That's good for Free Talk Live.
Pretty soon, Free Talk Live's the only thing out there, right?
Yeah, that's all right with me.
Yeah, stations are, you know, some stations will just
look, competition's good and everything, okay? Competition, we like competition as a concept, but nobody ever likes competition within their own industry. So if Laura Ingram wants to go call it quits, I say celebrate.
Yeah, she's going to do a podcast, and that also is our industry.
Yeah, but, yeah, I see what you're saying there, but it's not exactly the same, right? Like with podcasts, the individual is limited, obviously, on the amount of time that they can spend listening to podcasts every single day. But the people that are listening to Laura Ingram aren't really our competition, as far as we're not competing for those listeners, likely, with our podcast. If we were, we'd consider advertising on her show, and I don't think we're considering doing that at this point.
Probably not.
Because we have been looking for shows to advertise with for the Free Talk Live AMP program. That's one of the things that we've been doing. In fact, we've been contacting a few shows. I don't think we should say who yet, but there's some negotiations to support some of the liberty-friendly podcasts out there to sort of spread the word. Because, you know, as long as we've been around, Free Talk Live is still one of the best-kept secrets of the libertarian movement. The fact that, you know, we're out there. Jackie, Daryl's girlfriend, was saying she was on some libertarian Reddit or some, you know, Facebook page where people were talking about how to get exposure for their whatever it was they were doing, some libertarian thing. She was like, you know, there's a nationally syndicated libertarian radio show, right? And I'm one of the hosts. And, of course, they didn't know. You know, so anyway, it's great news that Laura Ingraham and these others are going away. Michael Medved ending his show. And, of course, they're going to be replaced. I mean, whoever it is that those networks are, the companies that syndicate those shows, they're going to find somebody else to replace them. But those shows are starting from not quite zero, because I'm sure they'll give them a few affiliates to get started. Many of the affiliates will just, okay, I'll take whatever you give me next. Mm. But some of them are going to say, you know what? Free Talk Live's been banging on my door for the last decade. Maybe we should give them a try. And so there's going to be a couple stations at least that are going to I know of one that I'm going to announce next week that will be replacing this. Michael Savage is cutting back his show to 1 hour live per day. So that means there's a bunch of stations looking for an hour. And there aren't a lot of shows that will give them an hour.
It's true.
If you want to sign up for a show, it's like, well, you need to take all 3 hours.
One of the problems that Free Talk Live has is that the two major companies that own radio stations are also two major companies that distribute radio shows.
Yep.
However, because they have that power, they make it so you can only carry, if you carry their show, whatever the show is, Zaphoid Beetlebrock show, then you've got to carry all 3 hours or 2 hours or however long Zaphoid wants to get on there and prattle on to himself.
Is that the guy from Smart Cash that you interviewed?
Zaphoid is is a character off of
I know what he is, Guide. From Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah. There, you did interview somebody named Zaphoid recently,
yes,
right?
I did.
I suspect he was named after.
Yeah, I think the character's name is actually Zaphod.
Zaphod?
Yeah,
okay. Zaphod.
Well, I read the book, so if I've got it wrong, it's just because I read the book.
Read the book and seen the movie and seen the BBC audio dramatization.
I read the book once upon a time, I think.
It was very good. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I remember
one of those books
where
I would laugh out loud while reading it.
Wow, that's unusual for a book,
yeah,
right?
Somebody as grumpy as me.
Yeah. So the AMP program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC, just like Eric Haley did, who is, as I said, a silver amplifier. He's doing $5 a month.
Thanks, Eric.
We appreciate it. It makes a difference for us. It makes it so we can market our show to these radio stations, and we can do online marketing as well. And, of course, as we just learned last night, we talked during the radio show, right, Mark? I did seven and a half hours of radio yesterday, so I'm not exactly sure where all the topics fell, but
sure.
Yesterday we did talk about the fakery on the internet. I think that was actually on the radio when we talked about
that. I think so, yeah.
Like a lot of fake clicks, fake bots looking at things as though they were real people, and so really it starts to get tough to know what's real on the internet as far as statistics.
It's kind of the same thing with radio numbers, too. So there's a company out there, it used to be called Arbitron, was bought by Nielsen. I'm sure everyone's heard of that. They're the TV rating company.
Yeah.
They also do radio, and they rate radio stations. But they only rate the radio stations that are paying for their particular service,
right?
Which means that if you are running a radio station in a town where that has ratings, they will pretend as though you do not exist.
You don't show up.
And so if you have a nationally syndicated radio program, like we do, and your radio stations, some of whom choose not to pay, which some of them choose not to, then Nielsen will pretend as though those radio stations are simply not being listened to by anybody.
Well, now, wait a minute. If I recall correctly, that's not an exactly true statement. They just simply leave their numbers out. Those stations have numbers. In fact, because if you add up the percentages of all the stations they do show you, it doesn't add up to 100.
That's correct.
It doesn't even come close.
What you're saying is true. Yeah. However,
but you don't
if
know what
somebody
percentage.
Ring, ring, Mark, can you send me your demographics and listener information? Well, if I paid $30,000 to Arbitron, I could, but I don't.
We don't.
And if I did, I would be sending you the information for the stations that pay, not for the stations that don't.
Yeah, but there's probably a good chunk of our stations, probably half of them don't pay, more than half maybe.
To two-thirds would be my guess.
Yeah.
It's not like we're on the biggest, most powerful stations in America in many cases. So, I mean, I know some do. We've got at least 4 PPM stations.
Coming up, we'll talk about fascists taking over a libertarian group on the internet and how that happened. Johnson's got the story. But first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Happy New Year, Sarah. Did you celebrate in any way last night besides calling Free Talk Live?
Well, that was the celebration calling in your show.
That's nice.
I should say snowing outside.
She's one of the few people who bothered. So anyway, go ahead. What were you calling about?
Yes, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we have so many women elected to Congress and representatives and in our state, judges and so many public office. And I have my hopes up that we could pass some, like, strict anti-human trafficking laws that protect women. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, what do you think is going to protect women? What kind of law are you imagining?
Well, you know what? The thing about it is that there are, you know, prostitutes that are forced into prostitution because they have been kidnapped.
Not many of them. There are some, but there aren't a whole lot. What percentage do you think are kidnapped and forced into?
What percentage do you think?
I would say less than 5%.
I don't know the answer to the question, and that's just you.
And I'm saying that based on having heard prostitutes testify in front of committees in New Hampshire.
So that's a number that was given by some prostitute someplace?
I don't recall exactly, but the way she made it sound was that there was almost nobody in the streets who was, you know, like this.
I've seen news stories of people that would love to get out of this business but can't because they're being, you know, sort of held against their will.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know
stories.
The answer. I don't know the answer. All I know is that if you legalized prostitution and you allowed people to, you know, do a business, then it would be a heck of a lot easier to figure out who was being held against their will and who wasn't. Brothels,
exactly.
The brothels in Germany, they aren't holding anybody against their will that I've been able to see. I mean, I've watched a couple of documentaries on them.
Germany, okay. I know there were the ones in the Netherlands. I didn't know Germany had a big industry, yep. Too. So, Sarah, what do you think about that as a solution? Let's go ahead and just legalize prostitution to allow anybody who wants to get into that business to do that.
Well, I have no idea about legalizing prostitution, but I do know that many of the women are being forced, and if they were to leave their pimps, they're willing to get killed. I mean, not only just beat up.
Yeah, that's a very scary situation. And of course, a lot of them are being kidnapped because they're very young. They might be running away from their parents' house, perhaps, you know, teenagers who get roped into these situations. Others are hooked on drugs and they're dependent on a pimp that provides them with drugs in order to, in return for going ahead and, you know, hooking. So there's a lot of just horrifying stories out there. There's no doubt about that. But really, Sarah, the reason why those stories exist is because prostitution has been driven into the underground. And I thank you for the call tonight. And that was done by prohibition. And in fact, we can talk more about the cannabis laws. I know we touched on it earlier. That can come up a little bit later. We'll get back into prohibition. But prohibition doesn't work and it creates the opposite in a lot of cases of the intended goal, right? So if you wanted to stop prostitution, prohibiting it has actually just made it more dangerous for everybody. More coming up.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.